Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
And tomorrow night, I hope everything is good with you. It's nice to be back here at Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and I'll be with you between now and 11 o'clock. We've a lot to talk about on the programme tonight, including a little bit later on, one of the big, well, the, I suppose, biggest racing festivals of the year starts tomorrow when tens of thousands of people converge on Cheltenham for what is the racing festival of the year. I'm going to be talking to an animal rights campaigner who believes it is time we started having a conversation about horse racing. We've successfully, here in Ireland anyway, gotten rid of animals out of circuses. He reckons it's time that we stopped using animals like horses for human entertainment. I'll be talking to an animal rights activist in just a while. A little bit later, we'll be giving you the opportunity to tell us why you voted, how you voted, if you voted, that is, in the referendum on Friday. I'm going to be telling you why I didn't vote. And believe it or not, with the exception of being on holidays, the very first time in my adult life that I didn't vote consciously. So I'll be talking about that a little bit later on and trying to find out where you're at in terms of how you voted, why you voted, how you voted. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. All that and much more between now and 11 o'clock tonight. But before all of that, I want to talk about, it's one of the strangest things in the media in a long time. And that was the publication yesterday by Kensington Palace in London, which is the home of the Prince and Princess of Wales. They published a photograph for Mother's Day of Kate Middleton with her three kids. And it was meant to kind of quell speculation that there was something seriously wrong with Kate, that she was incapacitated completely. The photograph shows her with her three kids, all happy, all smiling and all lovely. And it was published for Mother's Day. But within hours of the publication of the photograph, the you-know-what hit the fan, and all sorts of accusations of photoshopping of the photograph and everything else, to the point that earlier on today, Kate Middleton, allegedly, and I say allegedly because it's just signed C, but allegedly, Kate issued a statement earlier on. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope celebrating, I hope everyone celebrating had a happy Mother's Day. Signed C. Now, as I said, the rumour mill is just rife as to what is going on here. Why publish a photoshopped photograph? And as you study it intently, it has very clearly been photoshopped. There's lots of different things in it. In fact, there's all sorts of... Here's one lady on Twitter. Her name is Nelly. I want to just play a little bit of a video that she put up where she's analysing the photograph.
We all know that this photo has probably been photoshopped to hell and back, but I've been doing some research and I really believe that this photo was taken back in November of 2023 or some version of this photo. And if you don't believe me that this photo is really photoshopped, or then look no further than this notice from AP that they sent out telling people not to publish it because there was evidence that it had been manipulated. I'm not going to waste your time pointing out all the different evidence of Photoshop. It's all over Twitter. Just go look. Instead, I'm going to say, let's take a really good look at these outfits. Okay, so in November, Kate and her kids went to a baby bank and put together a charity video that dropped in December. And if you know anything about Kate Middleton, you know that people obsessively track her fashion. So of course I was able to find a bunch of blogs breaking down exactly what she was wearing. Now yeah, I know that the sweater in her picture was black, but stick with me because it's photoshopped. I think they changed around the clothes on the photo.
So basically this woman is speculating that the photograph that you that they published yesterday is a photograph from November where they changed all their clothes and the colours of their clothes and everything else. And she goes into great detail as to what she believes is actually going on. Anyway, I want to find out why the obsession. I know an awful lot of you will say, we Irish don't care. Well, we Irish do care because this topic has been trending number one in Ireland all day today. All day, this whole Kate Middleton thing has been trending in Ireland. So whether we like to admit it or not, we actually do care. Per head of population, more of us watched the royal wedding than any other country in the world, blah, blah, blah. So we do care whether we like to admit it or not, we do. Sarah-Jane Tobin is the content editor with Evoke, and she joins me on the line. Sarah-Jane, welcome to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi. I have to be honest with you, Adrian. I feel like I'm in the twilight zone listening to you for the last couple of minutes. First off, you didn't vote, and now we're talking about the royal family, and I'm a royal correspondent.
It is a bit of a twilight zone, all right. So,
it's bizarre. It's nuts. What's going on is absolutely bizarre, and... Okay, so basically, the bottom line is, with our website on evoke.ie, we cover a lot of entertainment, lifestyle, fashion, beauty, all these kind of things. But we do have a royal section on our website because, as you just said there, it's actually very popular. Like, we cater for the people who look at our site, and we've got, you know, different things for all different interests, business, sport, whatever. But royals are actually very huge interest in this country and to our readers in particular. So, yeah, I mean, we've been following this quite closely.
So, even though we don't like to admit it, we actually do follow this stuff here in Ireland.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily make us royalists. I think we just have this fascination with it, don't we?
I think we do. And I think in the last couple of years in particular with Mexit, when Harry and Meghan, if you're not familiar with the term, when they absconded and they ran away to the States, and they left the family behind. I think it's just brought a focus in on the royal family that we are very interested in because lives, like actual proper lives, are being exposed left, right and centre. We had the book Spare, all this kind of thing. And this is just the latest chapter now where people are starting to kind of go, OK, do they think we're stupid? Mm. And, you know, it's not a very nice feeling when, you know, like genuinely the stuff that's come out in the last couple of weeks is just bizarre. So it all kind of kicked off on January 16th when we heard the news that Kate Middleton was brought into hospital for quote-unquote planned abdominal surgery. Mm. That was a red flag because she had to cancel diary engagements, and surely if it was planned, there wouldn't have been stuff put in the diary if, you know, she was going to have a 2.5 month sick period ahead of her following planned surgery. So that was the initial red flag.
And no indication at all as to what type of surgery this was.
No indication. All it said was abdominal surgery. And within 90 minutes of that statement coming out, we then find out that the King is going in for an examination on his prostate. So that all happened on the same day. And everyone was kind of like, okay, wait, we're processing. Like, okay, so is the King sick? Is Kate, well, like, how sick is Kate Middleton? What exactly is wrong with her? Now, obviously, for obvious reasons, you know, she is entitled to privacy while she recuperates. Nobody is disputing that at all.
So, then why, if nobody is disputing that at all, why is this wild speculation out there? The woman had an operation in hospital, recuperating for a few months. End of, is it not? No?
You would think that, right? But it's kind of the way the whole situation has been handled. So there's been quite a few incidents in the last, like very tragic incidents in the last few months to do with the royal family. There was the death of Lady Gabriella Windsor's husband at the end of last month. He took his own life. And he also was the ex-boyfriend of Kate Middleton's sister and a good friend of the family. Then there was the death of Prince William's godfather. Well, sorry, the remembrance service for Prince William's father, which he was godfather,
which he didn't attend.
Which he didn't attend at the last minute. He was due to do a speech. So all these things are out of character, and people were kind of seeing red flags, and they were kind of going, "Well, it's not like him to cancel," even though we know that by comparison with other senior members of the royal family, like Princess Anne, Prince William doesn't attend that many royal engagements. She attends like 3 times as many as he does, but just doesn't get the press that he does. But, you know, then there was the instance there a couple of weeks ago where Camilla, who was supposed to be standing in for King Charles, had to take a break because she was so exhausted after 3 weeks basically attending royal events on her own. So it's just been a snowball effect that people are kind of
okay,
like...
Okay, but are people not reading too much into this? Or do you believe that something is amiss here?
I think something is going on. Now, whether or not we like the public deserve to know is a whole other story in itself, but it's the way it's been handled. So there was a story only recently, obviously when Prince William didn't attend his godfather's commemoration, people started speculating wildly, what's the situation with Kate? Is this something to do with her illness? She's at home recuperating. Now, obviously, unlike a lot of families, she probably has the best of doctors looking after her, and it's not a case of William has to wait on her hand and foot. But, you know, there was a, why has he all of a sudden pulled out of this when he obviously would have the best of help looking after her and helping her get better? So that happened. And then there was a very strange report in a Spanish publication 2 weekends ago that Kate actually has been in a coma since the surgery. And obviously Kensington Palace came out and said, this is not true. We will inform you of any incidents or any issues to do with the Princess of Wales if it's in the public interest. But for now, she's recuperating at home with her family and her children. And, you know, obviously she wants to keep the situation private for the sake of her kids. Mm. So that was accepted, widely was accepted. But then, only a couple of days after that, which was, this was kind of the start of it for me, where I was kind of going, okay, something, they've got really bad PR advice here, or I don't know what the hell's going on. There was a woman photographed in the passenger seat of Carol Middleton, Kate Middleton's mother, of her car doing the school drop-off with the kids. She had big sunglasses, think Victoria Beckham type sunglasses on, and she had her hair down, and she was in the passenger seat of Carol Middleton's car, and she had kind of a slight smirk on her face, and TMZ published this photograph, and it was allegedly Kate Middleton, but if you looked at it closely, it's not Kate Middleton. It's someone who looks like her, but she's a wider face, she has, her mouth is thinner. There's, it's very obviously not, when you look in, like from a distance, yeah, it could very easily be her. But when you look in,
again, Sarah Jane, is this not all conspiracy theories that people are being starved of information and they just can't cope with the being starved of information about a private about a private medical matter?
Well, to a degree, Adrian, but then you have an incident like what happened on Sunday. I was on the news desk on Evoque yesterday morning. And I saw the picture go up. I saw 3 minutes after it went up. And I was looking at it for ages. And I was kind of going, that's a really strange photograph. And I kind of went scrolling back and forth through a few different, you know, photograph providers that we would pay subscriptions, like the Getty Images and AP and Reuters, like the reputable places that actually do. And it was up there. So we covered the story and we said, oh, yeah, here she is. She's back. And, you know, first appearance since the illness, and she looks great and da da da. But it still wasn't kind of sitting easy with me. So then when I saw the kill notice go around last night, I was like, okay, zoomed in on the photograph. And like, there's so many, you'd wonder, what is the game that's being played here? Because I'm sorry, there's no way in hell. She signed off, the caption on the photograph yesterday, basically, Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for all the well wishes. And allegedly, the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, signed off all her posts C, as in Catherine, Princess Catherine is what she prefers to go by. And that was the caption on it. There's no way, and I think you'll agree with me on this, if you have access or you are in control of a social media account that has millions of followers, I don't have millions of followers, Evoque doesn't have millions of followers, but we have a protocol, we don't publish stuff like willy-nilly.
Okay, so you would find it impossible to believe that it was Catherine herself that tweeted that photograph yesterday. And then when you look at the photograph and when you go through the detail of the mistakes on it, it was clearly photoshopped. But with what intent? Was it to merge previous photographs together to make it look like she's happy as Larry? Or what was it?
Be that way, because as you played the audio there at the top of the program of the girl on Twitter, and she's right, every aspect she talked about is absolutely 100% correct. The jumper looks the same, the shoes are the same, Princess Charlotte is wearing the same top, she's got the same neckline, Prince George also has the same jumper on from that day out that she's talking about. The face, Kate Middleton's face, if you were to take it, and I've seen this on quite a few sites, if you were to take it and superimpose it upon the front cover of an Australian Vogue that she shot a couple of months ago, it's the very same facial expression. It's like down to the lines around her eyes. It's exactly the same. So you're there kind of going, was Kate photoshopped into the picture? Were they, like, what way? Because obviously the children look as they do now. They're age appropriate. So it's not an old photo. Like, it's not an ancient photograph. It's a recent enough picture of the kids. But you're kind of wondering then, is Kate superimposed into it? So what's happened since then? Sky News did a bit of a deep dive, and they did all the metadata behind the photograph, and they were able to see when it was photoshopped. It was photoshopped on Friday. They were able to see what kind of computer it was photoshopped on, what kind of photo, or what kind of camera the original picture had come from. They called on Kensington Palace to release the original photo. They said, right, okay, if there's only a few tweaks, just show us the original. Like, what's the big deal? Show us the original. They haven't released it.
Yeah,
which is kind of strange.
Okay, so the speculation then is that this photo was photoshopped with the intent of portraying an image that Kate is fit and well and will be back to business soon.
Yeah, and I just, you know, you kind of wonder, like, what's the purpose of that? She was photographed and allegedly photographed this afternoon, like, coincidentally, again, just after all the speculation about how ill she's been. A photograph was taken this afternoon of Prince William and allegedly Kate Middleton driving out of Kensington Palace. He was going to the Commonwealth Mass or whatever that was happening today, the ceremony that was happening today, and she was going to a private appointment. When have they ever shared a car and then gone to separate? It's just, and in the photos that were released, Kate, all you can see is her side profile. She's looking out the opposite car window, but you can see Prince William is sitting there and he's looking at his phone and obviously reading notes off his phone of some description. It just seems that it's all. And I think
in one word or in one sentence, you smell a rat.
I smell a rat. And I don't know if it's the case of, there's been so many, as I said at the start of this, so many lies that have been exposed by the likes of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and the stuff that they've come out with in the book and they've been vilified for. And then, you know, you do kind of start thinking back, Princess Diana, you know, all the stuff. And you know that there is a culture within the family. And you're there kind of going like, "What? Okay, I get it that she's a private citizen in lots of respects and that she deserves privacy to recuperate. Why the lies? That's all people want to know.
Sarah Jane, do you believe then that this woman is more seriously ill than they're letting us believe? Do you believe that she's been sent out to pasture and they don't want her anymore? What are they trying to cover up?
To be perfectly honest, in my opinion, and it's purely me, it's not, I haven't even discussed this with the girls on the desk. I wasn't in the office today, so we weren't able to have a proper debrief. No doubt that'll happen tomorrow. But in my opinion, I don't think anyone was fed the true story or the true cause of her taking absence at the start of the year. I wonder, you know, did she have surgery? I wonder if it's something to do with a completely unrelated health implication. You know, I mean, if she was being treated for, God forbid, something like cancer, which has been touted, and she was receiving treatment, surely her hair would be affected and she'd look. So there's all these different things. I'm kind of thinking to myself, she needed time off. She needed immediate time off. She needed it out of the limelight. And they needed to come up with something to get her that time without having to explain what exactly the hell is going on. And, you know, you kind of hear stories of, like, the likes of Princess Charlene in Monaco and stuff like that, who's, you know, she was a commoner who entered into the royal family and just caved under the pressure. And you have to kind of wonder, like, is this, I don't know.
It's all very strange. It's all very strange.
On my part, it's just very strange. And
okay, but the one point that I was making earlier on is that, you know, when you look at, you know, Irish people's fascination with the royal family, we do. And you just said that the royal pages on evoke.ie are very popular.
Oh, yeah, they are. They are. And not just with William and Kate, like, I mean, there are other royal members that our readers would absolutely lap up. To be fair to the press office in the royal household, they have tried to distract people by, you know, trying to remind everyone that Prince Edward is 60 this week. Nobody cares.
Yeah, the king is not, you know, the king is sick.
He's not one of the stars. He's not one of the stars. You know, like, the royals have provided us with so much fodder in recent times between, like, Kate and her fashion sense, obviously the drama with Harry and Meghan and Prince Andrew, and it's not traditionally what the royals we would have, you know, it's not traditionally what the royals should be written about or whatever, but they have actually provided people with, I just, whether you want to call it entertainment or not.
Well, it is. I'm about to go to a caller in a second who believes this is, it's just like a soap opera, basically. And,
yes.
And that's where the fascination comes from. Sarah Jane Tobin, content editor at evoke.ie. Thanks very much, Lee, for joining us, Sarah Jane. Great to talk
Thanks
to you, as always.
Much,
all right, let me go to line two, and that is Keigo. How are you?
How are we? Happy Monday. What a day.
What a day is right. So, Keigo, what do you make of this? What do you think is going on here?
Now, you've just had a royal correspondent on. I have I'm a stupid nonsense correspondent, and that's what's happening now. This is the equivalent of when your kids were young and they stopped flushing the toilet,
mm-hmm.
and you would say, "Why have you stopped flushing the toilet?" And they say, "They did flush the toilet. It was somebody else." And then the lie gets bigger and bigger and bigger when all they had to do was say, "I didn't flush the toilet." You know, all they should say is, "This woman is recovering."
But they have said that. But they just haven't said what she's recovering from. Abdominal surgery, allegedly. Can people not just leave it at that?
Why can't we? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's her body, it's her business. But it's like, all we need to hear is she's in hospital recovering. They've gone to, like, the picture that went out on Mother's Day, right? It looked like it was done by someone first day in fourth year using the computer.
Oh yeah, I've used Photoshop a couple of times. I could do a better job. I mean, it was dodgy at worst. A 2-year-old probably did it. But again, she said, "That was me. I like to mess around with photographs. I made a bit of a mess with it. Sorry about that."
Well, I think it depends on your age as well. Like, I grew up watching the X-Files, right? Which means there's a conspiracy everywhere, whether it's the postman in the morning looking at the wife for too long, or if it's the royal photos, you know what I mean? So if you see a conspiracy, you'll find one. It's just unfortunate that they're so stupid, the conspiracy is obvious.
Sorry, I don't know what that was. Okay, so as far as you're concerned then, this is basically like a soap opera.
Absolutely. Get the popcorn in and just enjoy it. You know what I mean? And just say, thank Jesus, it's not your family.
All right. Stay there for 1 second, if you can, please, Keigo. Let me go to Siobhan. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Just ringing in to let you all know that I'm absolutely fine. There's no need to... I think what they've done is they've chucked her in the tower...
Right.
And they've just thrown away the key and left her in there. It's insane what is going on around this photograph, isn't it?
Well,
it's absolutely bonkers.
Okay,
Who cares? Who really cares?
But the photograph itself is insane. The photograph itself is so badly doctored.
I have to say, I'd fall for that. I would just glance at that and move on with my life and think, oh, well, there's a picture of Kate and her kids, you know? I honest to God wouldn't. I'm looking at it now as I'm talking to you. And we were actually talking about this today in work. And it's only when you really look at it that you can see things. But, like, obviously I hope the lady is doing fine after her surgery, but... Really, who cares? And whose business is it where she is, what she's doing?
Because people, like I said earlier on, I mean, we wouldn't normally talk about royal subjects on this programme, but the fact that this topic was trending on X in Ireland all day today, now literally all day it's been trending number one, people have a fascination and want to know why they published a doctored photograph.
Why did they? That is bizarre, isn't it?
Was she actually in the photograph? Was it somebody else and they superimposed her face, or were the kids? It's odd.
It is odd. Of course it's odd. But we're just nosy, aren't we? It's just human nature, isn't it, to be nosy and to find out where she is, where she's gone. Was it really abdominal surgery? Who knows? We may never know what is going on. But... I doubt very much that she's released that picture herself. It's obviously a cover-up, isn't it, for whatever.
Well, but then again,
it's
today...
It's no one's business, is it?
Today...
I can't believe people are so interested, Yeah, go on, sorry.
Today then they issued a statement. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. So she basically, well, allegedly, it's her saying this, and taking responsibility for publishing a doctored photograph. She's saying she did it.
I doubt that's her saying anything, is it? I doubt that.
I mean, it does
much.
Seem very odd that the Princess of Wales
has a
photograph taken and then heads off into her laptop to edit it before publishing it. I'm sure they have people to do all that sort of stuff for them.
Yes, of course they do. And can you imagine every picture that's released by Buckingham Palace or whomever, I imagine it is really looked at for every little thing is scrutinised on that. You know, can we see bits of our body that we shouldn't be able to see? You know, the shape of things and, you know, and reflections. I imagine every picture is absolutely scrutinised before it's posted. It is absolutely
bizarre.
Bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Absolutely
and there,
bizarre.
There is no other word for it other than bizarre.
No, they'd have been better off just coming out and saying that she's sick or she's having this kind of surgery. They've done it with Charles, haven't they? They've told us that, you know, sadly he's got cancer and we'll hear much, much more about that as his treatment continues. Mm. He's entitled to his privacy. Of course he is. Isn't
but at least they've been open and upfront about the King's diagnosis. It's odd. Thanks, Siobhan. Let me go to Owen. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Owen?
Hi, Adrian. How are you getting on?
I'm good, thanks, Owen. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I just don't understand the whole media frenzy around it, to be honest with you. I just don't understand why people are so fascinated with it.
Because a photograph was published yesterday that is very clearly edited and doctored in a very strange way, and people want to know, what's going on here? It's like an episode of Coronation Street.
Yeah, but the woman's sick and she's in hospital, obviously, as we all know. But
apparently not, because the photograph...
Ah, well, she is.
Well, the photograph is to suggest that all is good. Here's a photograph of me and my kids. Nothing to see here. I'll be back to business in a couple of weeks. That's what that photograph was trying to say. And then when you looked at the photograph and saw how heavily edited it actually is, it just seems bizarre.
Look, it is. I know it's strange, but like the woman's probably sick in hospital, as I was saying.
Why would they want to cover up the fact that she's sick in hospital by publishing a fake photograph?
I don't know. No one can answer that, really. Like, you'd have to ask her herself. Obviously, she won't say it. She won't come out publicly and say why.
She did publicly say on X earlier on today, I'm an amateur photographer. Sorry about that. I made a bit of a mess of those photographs, but there you go.
But as you're saying, like, if you don't know if it was her that actually did the Photoshop, how do you know that's her that's saying it? It could just be the media team saying, covering up what she's doing. She probably just didn't.
Oh, sorry, I'm cutting him off by mistake. Sorry about that, Owen. Moira, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hi, Moira. Oh, is she there?
Me, is it?
Oh, who's that now?
Hello.
Hello?
Marie.
Oh, Marie. Sorry, Marie. Sorry. I thought it was a fada on the A, but there you go.
Oh, well, it is, yeah, but... There is one.
Oh, well, I'd always call that Moira. But anyway, how are you, Marie?
Yeah, no, about Kate. Okay, the whole thing is strange.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that she was put under huge pressure in the last few weeks with theories, conspiracy theories going around, that I feel that she felt she had to do something. Now, I do believe she probably did.
But doing something, if you mean by that, publishing that photograph, is just adding to this conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I know it is now in hindsight, and she probably shouldn't have done that. But I do feel that she had something very serious. And I know myself, you know, if I have an operation, you know, I'll tell friends, but I had one operation. And it's kind of more embarrassing. So I wouldn't tell anyone.
So you told nobody,
my family. And I'm just saying, even though they're saying abdominal surgery, I reckon it's not in the stomach, you know, it's in another organ. And she, you know, it's highly embarrassing for her.
And that's fine. And I, to be quite honest with you, my whole attitude to this is, yes, the woman was sick. She had an operation. She's entitled to her privacy. Shouldn't have to explain what's wrong with her at all. And they say she'd be back to work in April. Grand, leave it at that and move on and build a bridge. Yep. But fueling that speculation by publishing a doctored photograph that is clearly doctored. I've looked at it today. Why have they done that?
I think she probably didn't think, you know, she probably didn't think people would realise it. I don't know. I mean, it seems very bizarre that
Is it a photograph that was taken in the last few days of her and the kids? Is it a photograph that's a collage of other photographs to make it look like they're all... Do you know what I mean?
I think it's a collage because wasn't there leaves on the trees and all that kind of thing. So, but I just feel a bit sorry for her because I know there's been so many rumours going around about her. And that is the truth,
and I agree. But that photograph has just added to the rumours, made the rumours all the worse.
Yeah, well, it has, you know, it has. But the only thing I will say is that I do feel sorry for her. I think the surgery was probably, you know, I know you said Prince Charles came out and said he had cancer, but, like, it's different for him, you know. I mean, you know, to say that, while I think hers is more a womanly thing, or, you know, I have a feeling it's from another organ, you know, it's not even a stomach.
We should be speculating as to what's wrong with her. If they don't want to say, then they shouldn't have to say.
But I'm just saying, you know, if you go on to Twitter and all that, and they're saying this, that, and the other. But I just feel...
I was interested, like, actually. I saw a clip earlier on of her uncle on Big Brother, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, when he was asked about her, I think it's your woman, Ekinsu, asked him his opinion on what's going on with Kate. And he said, I'll give my opinion when it's announced. Now, if they were talking about abdominal surgery, you know, that's not going to be announced. He was saying it in such a way that there is something for me to say, but I'm not going to say it until they've announced what's going on here, which makes it sound very, very peculiar. It really is. Francis, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Francis?
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Gabe.
I'm good, thanks, Francis. What did you want to say?
Well, I don't know why all the media, social media, Twitter, whatever it is interested in Kate Middleton in Ireland, especially.
Oh, it is the number one trend online today.
I can see it everywhere I look, but what that woman was saying just before you, I was listening to her. Prince Charles has come out and said he has cancer. So the attention has to be on him first, you know, and he has to be all over everything. I think Kate Middleton has got something very seriously wrong with her, and she's not allowed to say it yet till the right time, till they're over the shock of Prince Charles. So, as I say, Photoshop and whatever you do with photographs, that's done by everyone. And I don't believe Kate Middleton's, but I see, and she said she done it. I don't think she would know how to do it. She doesn't have to use computers or anything.
She's an educated woman. I'm sure she probably can.
I know, she's very educated.
I
can't imagine her, you know, she said, I did it and I'm sorry. I mean,
I find that really, really strange that Princess of Wales gets a photograph taken and then takes the SD card into her laptop and starts editing herself before publishing it. I find that really strange. Let me just squeeze in one last call, and that's you, Pauline. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hiya, Pauline.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Pauline. What did you want to say on this?
Well, the photo does look edited.
It is edited without a doubt.
Yeah, her head. I mean, I can see her head there is bigger than should be.
She also has very, very, very long arms. Put them around the kids like that.
If you look at the window, there should be a reflection maybe of one or two of the kids or of her head. There's not. Okay. Now, there was some sort of function on today on TV. Prince Charles and Kate were absent. okay? They're the royal family. Now, we'll think of it. Kate is actually a commoner. She's just like one of us. All right? And the slating comments about, oh, they bombed our buildings, our abbeys, all this, fuck the English, whatever. Yeah, that's in the past. We all know, we all know, we all know. Okay? But we're actually talking about this particular lady, Kate. We're not talking about what the English did to us in our history.
No, obviously.
So people just went, people went off and on about the English. All right. So what I'm saying is, when it comes to an illness, there's a lot of people actually, like ourselves, that just do not want to divulge what is wrong with them. They
okay, and do you believe that she's entitled to keep whatever's wrong with her private?
She is absolutely 100%.
And people should
entitled.
should just go away yeah. with their speculation. And I think an awful lot of people feel exactly that way. Thanks very much indeed, Pauline, for your call. I'm sorry, we're actually way out of time. I didn't expect that to run as long as it did. Thanks very much indeed, Pauline and Francis and all the rest of you for your calls. You're listening to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. This is Adrian Kennedy with you until 11 o'clock tonight.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.